Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Fade to Black Cinema. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
And we sat down to check out an HBO special that I saw was kind of interesting, and me and Alicia didn't really get a lot of details on, called Chernobyl. And it's about the Chernobyl incident in the Soviet Union, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republic, which is previously called the USSR. So it was the scenes was so dark. It was so, you know, it had dread about it. So even if it wasn't a true story, it seemed like it was going to be really, really interesting. So I told Alicia, I said, we should stop and take a look at it. So here's a quick synopsis of the actual series. In April 1986, an explosion at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics that became one of the world's worst man-made catastrophes. So with that said, Alicia, and we stopped and looked at the first episode, what was your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I thought that that was it for the first episode until you told me there was several more that go along with it. It was something that I thought, we didn't binge through it because we watched each episode, and the first one was just like blew me away. That I just like, what the hell? What else could have happened?
Yep.
You know, because this was just crazy. Because back then, like you said, it was the USSR.
Mm-hmm.
And so, not knowing everything that happened, all we knew that the
nuclear power plant, yeah,
it exploded. That's all we knew back then. Seeing this, it just explained more of the whole situation, because there was just things that we didn't know that they did.
Mm-hmm. And what made it crazy for Alicia and I, we were in Germany at that time.
Yeah, we were.
So we were living in Germany, and seeing this made you think about what could have happened and what would have happened if they didn't correct this. Meaning there were nuclear fallout flying all over the place. And the science of this story was amazing. So the biggest scientist in the USSR was trying to figure out what caused it. No, let me back up. The scientist had to find out why it happened. And then after they find out why, the scientists had to find out how to stop it, because it was going to be a nuclear meltdown. And the meltdown would have went to the core, which would have contaminated the water underneath the ground and spread throughout Europe. And that was like, what the fuck? And I think, what was it? What country said they was detected radiation in the air when we was watching it?
I can't remember, because it was just so much stuff going on. And
yeah,
now
it was just a lot.
It was just taking it all in. It was like it was happening right then and there.
Yep.
You know, it was just so profound. Just like, you know, there's things that we were saying to each other. Well, why didn't they do this? And how come they doing this? And this is, and that's because we're looking at now, not mm-hmm. then. And again, 1986, which time was totally different.
Yep.
Totally, totally different.
And in another country, even though science and everything was a little better in the United States, United Kingdom, this was a communist country that didn't want help from anybody.
No, they didn't want nobody to know what
they
did. Yeah,
and they was trying to hide it.
They didn't realize that it was, you know, satellites seen it, you know,
mm-hmm.
and there was like the, you know, Americans and other countries, even the countries, the European countries that were around them was like, dude,
what's
what
going
the hell's
on,
going
man?
On?
Yep.
And they were trying to hide it, and it was just hard for them to hide it, that they had to blatantly come out and come out and say it, but kind of like lie about certain things about it.
Or kind of play it down like, oh, we got it under control. It wasn't no big deal.
But when you see it, when you see what they had to do.
Mm-hmm. And how many people died.
Yes.
That had to, yes, the to exposure, try to correct it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. The exposure they got. And it was like, me and Michael was like, he touched this. He touched that. Oh, my God. And then within, 24 hours, they were dead?
Yep.
Some of them were just dying because if they touch it. They couldn't put water on it because it would have made it worse. I mean, mm-hmm. It was just so many things that they just took into what happened. It was just crazy.
And when I said earlier, the science of it was amazing because the Russian scientist was trying to explain to the bureaucrats that this isn't just, oh, it was just a explosion. Just put the fire out and we'll be fine. These were chemical reactions, and they said some of the uranium and everything what went through the air is like bullets going at 1,000,000 miles an hour, but they're microscopic. So even though you don't feel it now, it's going through your body and will just tear up your internal organs and your skin, and it will eventually you'll die suffering. And I was like, wow, that sounds kind of dramatic.
Yeah, but they showed us. But they showed the effect body. Of. The bodies of the victims. Oh, it was. And their bodies were just melting. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And when you seen it, it was like, it was just so gross.
Yeah,
just,
but. And when they showed these people in a hospital, there was a character early. That this woman had one of her husband was a fireman and she was pregnant, but she never told him that she was pregnant. But you get the idea what was going on. But she didn't want him to go once they saw the explosion that happened. And he goes to the site to try to put it out. And that's when we see the first person say, what is this black rock that's sitting around there? And this guy picks it up and then he's like, oh, it's hot. And then he threw it down. And you see his hand starts deteriorating because it looks like it's cold, but the chemical reaction to his body was just tearing it up. And then they had to move everybody away. But it was oh my God, it was just so intense.
And his wife, she was so
naive.
Yeah, she was reluctant. I mean, she was just wouldn't just stop. They told her, okay, don't stay long. She stayed there.
No, so they moved them all out. So, again, the bureaucracy or whatever you want to call it in Russia was, we don't want to tell anybody anything because we're a communist country. So we tell you what you want to hear. So they was like, oh, it's not a problem. We're just going to put it out. And they moved everybody to a hospital. But a hospital showed there was radiation that was being felt or dust and everything outside their window. And the doctor was like, okay, right, well, when they come in, let's deal with it. And she asked, are there any iodine, right? And he said, for what? She said, for radiation poisoning. And he was like, all the way over here? And then the people started coming in. And you see they had to dispose of all of the fireman gear. And remember at the end, they said, to this day, the actual clothing that they wear still had radiation that you can detect on their goddamn gear.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what the fuck? No wonder they died, because that stuff lives in there. And it was just amazing. It was for a true story. It really put a lot of fear in your mind to say, you know, there's nuclear power plants here in Georgia. And we knew there was a lot of incidents in the United States. But could you imagine if anything would have happened that would have wiped out towns surrounding that area?
Yeah, back then. We're talking about now, I think that there is a much more caution on how to handle a nuclear power plant.
Well, I mean, it didn't do that well in Japan when they had their incident. But that plant was isolated from the other areas. So they was able to get it under control, even though it did happen.
Yeah, but Chernobyl, they were right in the town.
Yeah, they was right outside the town.
Like, it was like perfect.
Maybe 5 miles outside.
Yeah, and people were out there looking at it like it was some big fireworks. I mean, yeah, fireworks, you know, event. Like
the 4th of July. Yeah.
But, you know, the one thing I wanted to mention was, the fireman's wife. She wouldn't give up. She was told that he was contaminated, mm-hmm. and she basically didn't care. And then when she died, when he died, like you said, she was pregnant, she had the baby. Mm-hmm. And the baby was what? Didn't live but a couple of hours, yep. so-called, they said. Then you have, you have the men who were minors, who were going in there to, what, dig up the dirt or something like that? I can't remember what it was.
They had to dig underneath the plant in order to do something underneath the actual, the nuclear reactors.
Right, right.
They had to dig underneath that.
And they had to, and they was like, we need fans. He said, no, we can't give you fans.
We can't give you fans.
And they was like, they did it naked.
So they stripped down. Yes. And said, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah, the heat was, it was really bad.
Then, and it was like, what the fuck?
Yes.
And they was like, this is how our ancestors used to
dig
mines.
Yep.
Used to get naked and dig.
And then what about the young boy who was killing the dogs?
Yeah. So they had to kill all the animals because they was contaminated.
Yeah, exactly. So, it was so many little things that just really just like, wow, this was just crazy on how this all happened and how they handle it.
So we talked about the story, but Leisha started getting into the characters. So two of the main characters that was amazing. They should be nominated regardless because they were, to me, they were extraordinary. Was Jared Harris and Stellan Skarsgård. I love Stellan Skarsgård. He played one of the bureaucrats from, one of the Russian bureaucrats who was supposed to oversee and see what happened. And then Jared Harris played the scientist who had to come there and tell them what they needed to do. And Stellan said, look, I don't need you around. He was like, you need me. Do you know anything about nuclear fusion?
Yep.
And he's like, no. Yep. And then he was on a helicopter and said, well, tell me about nuclear fusion. And he told him a little bit. He said, okay. He said, I don't need you anymore. I should shoot you in the head. And he looked at him and they looked at each other and they just kept flying toward it. But what Jared Harris did, his name was Valeri. He was telling them, if we don't get this under control, it's going to be a worse disaster for all of Europe. And they was like, well, let's just throw dirt over the top. He said, you can't, because the amount of energy that's coming off out of the reactor is going to affect the people and destroy the equipment and everything. And they was like, whatever. So they was sending helicopters closer to them
yes.
over that, and was dropping like dirt and everything, sand. It had to be sand. I'm sorry. They dropped sand, and one got so close that whatever the nuclear reactor, the uranium and everything did, it broke up the whole helicopter. Like whatever the uranium was doing, it went through the metal and broke it apart. And you just see it just fall apart and crash. And you're like, oh, shit. And they had to stop that from happening. And it was like, what the fuck are they going to do? And it was so intense. Even though, eventually it didn't cause a problem. But as the episode went by, you was kind of like, how are they going to stop this shit?
Yeah. Yeah. It was so many things they try to do. And the one thing I have to say about this, when Jared Harris told him, we're going to die.
Yeah.
He told
the guy Boris. Yeah. Stellan started. He said, oh, we're going to die in about 5 years.
Yep. He sure did.
He's like, why? He said, because we're here.
Yep. Yep. And Boris was scared.
When yeah.
You seen his face. He couldn't believe it.
And he asked him, so how? I don't understand. He said, now that we expose the uranium, I'm losing it because we haven't seen it for a while and I didn't get the details. He said it will get into your body and it will slowly start
yeah.
eating away from yeah. you internally.
Yeah.
Then you're going to start getting coughs, and then you're going to start having more internal bleed. And he went through a whole process to let yeah. him know, I'm not bullshitting.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
So, this was such an amazing series to watch.
It was something that, even though it was Russia, the way the information, the darkness of it, the commitment of the people to try to save everyone else, the KGB who said, if you don't shut your fucking mouth, we're just going to kill you.
Yeah.
The information better not get out outside of Russia or we'll kill you.
Yeah.
You know, the guys who told them, I don't care, because they found out that the system in Chernobyl was incorrect. Not just idiots that was running the Chernobyl plant, but the system. They hit a button that
didn't work.
That didn't work. Yep. And they knew it didn't work, but they just didn't think anything would happen, so they ignored it.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the Russian philosophy of almost like don't ask, don't tell, they kind of told them, so don't tell nobody.
Yeah, because they told them that the amount of nuclear reactor wasn't as bad. So could they get the help and come to find out the robots? They said, oh, we need robots. So the robots, they got the robots from another country to help them bring down the radiation of the nuclear plant. But what they didn't do is tell the country the truth about the amount of radiation coming out, because the robots can only handle, depending on the kind of radiation, they can only handle a certain amount of radiation that was coming out. So that was a whole, when the scientists found out, Gerard Harris found out, he was mad as hell. He was like, what the hell is wrong with y'all? And they didn't even care.
Yep. They just had to move on to something else. And it's crazy because, again, the Soviet Union is all about secrecy, but they didn't realize that the more secret they were, the more people had to die to get it corrected, because they had soldiers that had to go on the roof of the reactor, shovel these radioactive
rocks.
Cobalt or rocks or whatever that was that covered the uranium and throw it inside the reactor. So it was just an extraordinary series. If you have the opportunity to see a drama that was real, I think this is well worth looking at. And I thought it was exciting and intense and suspenseful and all the other adjectives that you want to use, but really, really good. Would you agree, Ben?
Yes, I definitely agree with that.
So highly recommend it. If it's on HBO, so check it out when you get an opportunity. Thank you very much for stopping by Fade to Black Cinema. See us every Wednesday. Every Wednesday we have movies, TV shows, and etc. So thank you very much, and we'll see you next time on Fade to Black Cinema. See you later.
Bye.